How do you handle major holidays like Valentine's Day if she's not your girlfriend yet? It's an interview with Doc Love, taken directly from the Dating Women radio show starring Doc Love, the man that interviewed thousands of women, asking them why they chose one man versus another. What Doc learned from women is taught to you on this podcast weekly, which was named as a top 30 dating podcast by FeedSpot in 2024.
Welcome to the Dating Women Podcast. Featuring the timeless coaching of Doc Love, the author of The System, better known as The Dating Dictionary, the book that has positively changed the lives of thousands around the world. Find out more at DocLove.com and enjoy your free podcast. A new fresh show is delivered to you every Saturday. Now, here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Doc focuses on Valentine's Day here, but it could really apply to any major holiday. Guys feel a lot of pressure to step up with attention and gifts if a big holiday is coming up, or even something like her birthday. But Doc warns you to slow down and gives you ways to stand out if you're in a relationship, and discusses early dating strategy. It's an immersive segment of coaching from Doc. Plus, don't forget about getting a free 7-day dating course at doclove.com/course and check out other free content at doclove.com. But also consider getting the book that's changed thousands of lives around the world at doclove.com/system.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. And, you know, we got Valentine's Day coming up next Thursday. And some of the guys that are in our listening audience now are kind of in that no man's land right now when it comes to Valentine's Day. I'll let you explain that.
Yeah, let's say you have, well, first let me back off. Okay. Valentine's Day is for girlfriends, fiancés, and for wives. So a guy wrote me and he says, Doc, I got 4 dates in with a girl. She hasn't asked me, how come you don't take me out on Friday and Saturday? She hasn't asked me to be exclusive. She hasn't asked me, where is this going? You know, are you seeing anybody else? So those girls, they don't get anything. So in other words, if you're going to ask them out, you're not going to ask them out for Valentine's Day. You ask them out for the day before or the day after. But they're not getting any. And this is the reason, is a lot of guys say, well, I want to get her a Valentine's Day card because I want her to be my Valentine. He's got it backwards. When she's your Valentine, i.e. she's your girlfriend or better, then you're going to give it. So in other words, you don't try to build the relationship with a Valentine's Day card. Now, for you guys with gifts, you want to send your girlfriend at work, your wife at girlfriend, so all the other women say it. But rather than get a dozen red roses, get 4 pink, 4 yellow, and 4 white. This will really set you off. And then put in, handwrite a little card in there and say, roses are red, violets are blue, you got me, oh, lucky you. That's lucky you. Roses are red, violets are blue, you got me, oh, lucky you. No mush, no I love you, no I'm going to kill myself if you leave me, none of that other stuff, okay?
And when we talk about Valentine's Day, Doc, what the whole thing about it is that it isn't it the holiday that guys really rush in because maybe they feel like they have to do something?
Yeah, they're feeling a pressure to come up with something, and this girl hasn't said, hey, if you're not seeing anybody else, I would really like to see you exclusively. That girl, you give the Valentine's Day card, but it doesn't build. It comes after. It's a payoff for her being your girlfriend. It's not something, it's like a guy wants to give gifts too soon in the relationship. Gifts come after her interest level's already in the 90s and she's your girlfriend or fiance.
But don't you always say, even if, let's just say a guy is 3 or 4 dates in and a girl says, I want to be exclusive with you. Now, don't you always, as the system goes, don't you take and maybe let her hang for another 2 or 3 dates before you actually accept that, since it is so early on?
Yeah, well, say, you say, hey, look, let's do that. Let's go out a little while longer and then ask me again. You're going to give her the yes, but no guy in his right mind would ever say that. She's never heard that. Give me a couple more dates. I want to think about it. You're working challenge to the bone here. This is terrific. She won't know. She'll go back to all her girlfriends and say, this is the first time ever I ask a guy to be my girlfriend, his girlfriend. She says, all the other guys have always said yes. But this guy says, let me think about it.
Well, I guess my point being, though, is that three or four dates in, she's asking to be your girlfriend. Valentine's Day is coming up. Do you, in fact, take her out on Valentine's Day, or is it still just too early?
Too early.
Okay.
Here's the
general
rule.
That's what I wanted to get out, yeah.
Jeff, if you're on the line on something, do nothing or wait longer. The ego, the devil, wants to jump in with both feet and fix things. That's what man, how man is built. Don't do that. If you're on the line, do nothing. That's the rule.
Hey, did you know we do regular video updates at DocLove.com/YouTube for free? Check that out for more content from Doc Between Podcasts. Next week, DWP 440 will feature something special in honor of our 440th show. And don't forget about your free 7-day dating course at DocLove.com/course. More great free stuff at DocLove.com and consider the system at DocLove.com/system. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Dating Women Podcast. Thanks so much for checking out this episode. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Catch us every week on Saturday for a new episode. Until next time, this has been the Dating Women Podcast.